The Colgate Palmolive Peat Company, makers of Palmolive Soap, your beauty hope, and Palmolive Lather Shave Cream for a smoother, more comfortable shave, presents K. Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge with its new feature, Comedy of Errors. And now, to put our contestants through their Comedy of Errors, here's Palmolive's old professor, K. Kaiser!
Evening, folks. How are y'all? Well, that's good. Yes, sir, the old college is loaded tonight. Harry Babbitt, the Varsity Band, Ishka Bibble, and three Comedy of Errors sketches.
And there are at least five errors in each sketch, and by detecting these errors, our contestants have a chance to win $150, plus the big $200 Palmolive payoff.
You're right, Dean. And I see the judges have selected our contestants here, and I'm anxious to meet them, so let's go for that dough with a hello to student number one. It is Miss Loretta Linen. Yes. Is that right? Miss Loretta Linen of Kansas City, Missouri. All right. Well, Miss Linen, welcome to California. You're living here now?
Yes.
You are? Well, then you're no newcomer. Have you been here long?
2 years.
2 years, Miss Linen. All right, I'll tell you what let's do, Miss Linen. Let's get a line on what you know about the Comedy of Errors sketch you're going to get right now. And so let's go for Kansas City, Mo, and see what you know for the dough. All right, Miss Linen? All right, our judges say that you're familiar with the care of infants. So your Comedy of Errors is on baby tending. And remember, $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least five and get 50.
Yes, sir. Palmolive pays. Proud Father Kaiser is giving a few pointers to a babysitter he has engaged for the evening. So, Miss Linen, start looking for those errors right now.
Mr. Milner, I know you're new at tending babies, so I'll instruct you. Here's the baby right here.
Oh, how cute. How old is she?
I'm only 3 and a half months old.
Now, after I leave, the first thing I want you to do is bathe the baby.
In the bathtub?
No, in this special contraption here, the bassinet.
Oh, yes, I know what they are.
Oh, well, as soon as she's bathed, I want you to rub her with alcohol. And then, when she's dry, you feed her.
Is her formula in the refrigerator?
Oh, yes, we put it there this morning. It's good and cold, and remember, when you take it out, be sure and give it to her immediately.
Yes, I'll remember.
And now, after she has her bottle, you'll have to put her over your shoulder and pat her back.
Oh, you mean burp her?
Burp her, that's right. That's to restore circulation. And then you just put her in her crib, and she'll go to sleep when she's ready. Being a normal baby, she only requires 8 hours sleep a day. Well, I guess that's everything. I'd better burp her once more before I go. Come on, baby. Over my shoulder, baby. That's right.
Mr. Kaiser, put me down.
All right, Miss Linen. Miss Linen of Kansas City, Mo, that's your Comedy of Errors. So step right up here. Let's see how you did. And remember, $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least five and get 50.
Yes, sir. Palmolive pays.
Oh, there's the bell. Go ahead, Miss Linen. What was the first error you detected?
The first error, I think she was too young to talk.
Oh, that's right. A 3 and a half months old baby can't talk. That's an error. But regardless of their age, you always know what babies want. When a 21-year-old girl baby cries, she wants a lot of money. But when a 3-month-old baby cries, she just wants a little change. What else did you find, Miss Lyon?
Secondly, instead of bassinet, it should be bathinet.
Bathinet is right. We made a mistake. A bassinet is a sleeping basket. I should have said bathinet. That's right, a bathinet. That's a tub with long, skinny legs that collapses, and when it's full, it sags in the middle. When company comes, you hide it in the closet.
I'll thank you to leave my girl out of it.
Oh, pay no attention, Miss Lyons. Go right ahead, Miss Lyons.
The third error would be, instead of rubbing it with alcohol, I should think it would be oil.
Well,
baby oil.
Baby oil is preferable, sure, but I'm sorry. Dr. Frederick Bartlett in his book says alcohol rubs are often refreshing for infants and children.
Even for babies,
so that's not an error.
Hold on.
All right, what else, Miss Lannan?
Then I think you should heat the bottle first before giving it to the baby.
Certainly. You don't give a baby a cold formula. You should be very careful about that. A baby's formula should be lukewarm. And don't give it to him if it doesn't lukewarm. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead. Go ahead, Miss Lannan.
Then you don't burp them to restore circulation.
That's
to remove any gas that might be on their
tongue. Yes, you burp them to aid digestion.
That's
if you don't
right.
burp the babies, it's hard to get them to sleep.
Not if you put them on the edge of the bed, they'll drop right off.
Oh! Go ahead, Miss Lannan.
And then I believe a 3.5-month-old baby should have more than 8 hours sleep.
Now, that's certainly right. A normal baby, 3.5 months old, should have at least 16 hours sleep. Always put a yardstick in bed with your baby, then you can tell how long it sleeps. That is, as a rule. Go ahead.
It's not supposed to tell you good night again.
Ma'am.
It's not supposed to talk again.
The baby is not supposed to talk again. Well, if it's a girl baby, it might talk any time, you know.
At 3.5 months?
Well, it doesn't talk at 3.5 months. The baby didn't talk again. That was the babysitter at the end that was doing the talking. You see, I put the wrong baby on my shoulder.
Oh, I see.
Yes. Well, that was a natural mistake for me to make, you know. But that was a mistake. The baby I picked up was pretty heavy, too.
You call her heavy? Why, when I was a lifeguard, I carried a woman out of the ocean that weighed 300 pounds.
Ish, how could you carry a 300-pound woman?
I made 2 trips.
Oh, yeah. Pay no attention. All right, did you find anything else?
No,
all right, Dean Heaston, what's the score?
6 errors detected, and Palmolive pays $50 and a 6-month supply of Palmolive soap.
Wonderful. All right, Miss Lannan. Don't go away, Miss Lannan. You still have a chance at our $200 Palmolive payoff. We'll have our next comedy of errors in just a moment. But first, let's listen to the man who has some sage advice on a way to make your daily shave behave. Dean?
Men, if you like oceans of rich, thick, moisture-soaked lather, try the new, different Palmolive lather way to shave. A way that means smoother, more comfortable shaves for 3 men out of every 4.
Yes, the new Palmolive lather shave cream way brings smoother, more comfortable shaves to 3 men out of every 4.
It's a fact, men, not a promise. 1,251 men tried the new Palmolive lather way to shave, and no matter how they shaved before, 81% reported beards easier to cut. 76% said less razor pull. 71% said closer shaves. 80% smoother feeling skin.
And 3 men out of every 4 reported smoother, more comfortable shaves the Palmolive Lather Shave Cream way.
Here's all you do. Wash your face with soap and water. Rinse. Soap your face thoroughly again. Do not rinse. Brush Palmolive Lather upward into beard to get the full benefit of Palmolive Lather Shave Cream's beard conditioning effect. Then shave.
That's all. But you be the judge. Get Palmolive Lather Shave Cream and try the new, different Palmolive Lather way to shave. Remember, it's proved. Proved to give smoother, more comfortable shaves to 3 men out of every 4.
And now the Varsity Band salutes the victor in today's USC Notre Dame game. Here's to the Fighting Irish. Thank you, Varsity Band. And now it's time for our second comedy of errors. And our judges tell me our next contestant is Mr. Jim Curley from San Francisco.
Thank you.
Well, Jim, we're glad to have you down south here to see the Garden Spot of California. How long are you going to be down here?
Oh, quite a little while, I hope.
You're going to live down here?
That's right, sir.
Well, that's fine. What are you doing, Jim?
Well, I'm going to school right now.
Where are you going to school?
City College.
City College. Well, welcome, Jim. And I hope that not only do you get education at City College, but we hope we won't set your education back any tonight. Just go over there, and let's see how you can do with your comedy of errors. Your card says you know about domestic animals. And so your comedy of errors is a dissertation on the common household pet, the cat. And remember, $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least 5 and get 50.
Yes, sir. Palmolive pays.
And now Jim Curley from San Francisco. Here's Jim Doyle to discuss the household cat. So you start looking for those errors right now.
In tracing the origin of cats, we find that Persian cats came from Persia, the Siamese cats from Siam, and the alley cats from the Alleghenies. In fact, my grandfather owned a cat from New Mexico called a Mexican hairless. History doesn't give us the exact origin of all types, but science has definitely proven that all cats are from the bovine family. I'm sure most of us will agree that there's nothing cuter to see than a mother cat with her baby kittens, unless perhaps it's a mother rabbit with her baby kittens. Although the felines are great companions of children, they should be handled very carefully because their sharp claws always protrude. However, these claws, combined with the peculiar formation of the eye, enabling the cat to see in total darkness, makes the feline one of our most successful pest eradicators. Of course, the species of cat which is the best known mouse catcher is called the German Mauser. Although cats are very friendly animals and enjoy the company of mankind, for some strange reason they will never sleep in the same bed with people.
All right, Mr. Jim Curley, that's your comedy of errors. And remember, $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least 5 and get 50.
Yes, sir. Palmolive pays.
As a bell, Jim, step up and read off yours. What's the first one you detected?
Well, the first one I detected was that alley cats do not come from Allegheny.
That's all right. That's right. The alley cats don't come from the Alleghenies. The alley cats sit on the back fence, look at another cat, and sing that song, "I saw you last night and got that old feline." Did you find, Jim?
Well, a Mexican hairless is a dog, not a cat.
Well, that's true, but believe it or not, the Columbian Encyclopedia says there was a breed of Mexican hairless cat found in New Mexico as late as 1900. That's not an error. Go ahead, Jim.
Well, bovine is a cow, not a cat.
You are so right. That's right. Cats are from the feline family, and cows are from the bovine family. There's quite a difference. Cats have to lap their milk, but cows have milk in their lap. What else did you find, Jim? Go ahead. Let's not milk this gag too much. Go ahead.
Well, rabbits do not have kittens.
Rabbits do not have kittens. Uh-huh. Well, if you look in the Collier's New Century Dictionary, you'll find that baby rabbits, like baby beavers, are sometimes referred to as kittens. Go ahead, Jim. That wasn't an error.
And cats do not see in total darkness.
Well, you are so... Boy, I didn't think you'd find that one. You were right. A cat can see in a very dim light, but not in total darkness. I learned in college that the only thing that could see in total darkness was my girl's father. Anything else you found there, Jim?
Yes, the cat's claws do not always protrude, eh?
That's so right. A cat's claws only protrude when they're mad. They don't protrude when you feed them.
Professor, by mistake last night, I fed my cat gasoline.
Fed your cat gasoline? What happened?
Changed his purr-purr to a putt-putt.
All right, Jim. Oh, don't ignore him. Go ahead.
Well, cats will sleep with human beings.
You are so right. That's exactly right. That was an error. Some people sleep with cats in the bed.
That's right, Professor. I know a woman that always sleeps with cats.
Really is? Who is she?
Mrs. Katz.
Oh! I'll Go on, get him out of here. What about it, Jim? Did you find something else?
No, that's about all I can.
That's all you found? All right, Dean Heaston, what's the score?
5 errors detected, and Palmolive pays $50 and a 6-month supply of Palmolive Lather Shave Cream. Now for the folks at home, Professor, here was one error that was not detected.
What's that?
A German Mauser is a gun, not a cap.
You are so right, that was an error. That's right, it's a Gat. Who ever heard of a Gat having gittens? They have Colts. Oh, isn't that terrible? Thank you, Dean Easton. And Mr. Curley, don't you go away. You still have a chance at our $200 Palmolive payoff. And our third comedy of errors will be coming right up. But first... Here's handsome Harry Babbitt. Harry, I think one of your best is our recording of What Are You Doing New Year's Eve? Let's sing it now, okay? We'll do it.
Maybe it's much too early in the game. But I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year, New Year's Eve. Maybe I'm crazy to suppose I'd ever be the one you chose out of a thousand invitations you'll receive. But in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New
Babbitt. That's our boy. That's our boy. Now let's have our third comedy of errors. At last, I get to meet our third contestant, who is Private First Class Jack Wilson from Parkersburg, West Virginia. Jack Wilson. Well, Jack, I see you're in the good old Marine Corps. Where are you stationed, Jack?
Long Beach.
Long Beach. How long you been in?
About 3 weeks from Japan.
Been back from Japan 3 weeks? Well, welcome home. Welcome home, Jack. Well, Jack, I hope our comedy of errors tonight won't make you want to go back to Japan anyway. So take a seat over there and let's see how you're going to do. Our judges say you're familiar with dancing. And so your comedy of errors is on that subject. And remember, $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least 5 and get 50.
Yes, sir. Palmolive pays. The Old Fess is entering a dance studio. So Jack Wilson, start looking for those errors right now.
How do you do, sir? I suppose you're interested in a bit of terpsichore?
No, thanks. When I drink Terpsichore, I get a headache. I just want to learn how to dance.
I see. And what type of dancing are you interested in?
Well, I like the ballroom dancing, like the foxtrot, the waltz, the ballet, or even jitterbugging.
Oh, well, we're familiar with all types. Uh-huh. Even remote native dances like the native kangaroo dance of South Australia.
Oh?
You might like that. That's a dance in which the boys get their front teeth knocked out.
Well, that's not exactly what I had in mind.
Of course not. Now, let's see how you handle yourself with the rumba rhythm. Let's add some music. Oh, I can see you'll be a very good student. But remember, to dance the rumba correctly, you must always shake your shoulders in perfect time.
I'll remember that.
Would you be interested in a very modern dance that's just starting to sweep the country?
What dance is that?
Well, it's called the Can-Can.
The Can-Can? Well, isn't that a strange name for a dance?
Oh, many of our dances have strange names. Do you know where the minuet got its name?
Sure, from the French menu.
That's right. Oh, I know a dance I'd like to try you on. Just a minute, let's have some more music. Oh, here we go. Oh, Mr. Kaiser, you're wonderful. You have just learned to dance the dirndl.
Well, private first class Jack Wilson, just home from Japan. That's your comedy of errors. And remember, $5 you make for every mistake, but find at least five and get 50.
Yes, sir. Palmolive paid.
That's the bell, Jack. What's the first error you detected?
Well, the ballet is not a classical, it's a classical dance instead of a ballroom.
That's right, that was an error. The ballet is an interpretive dance done on the stage, and it's very strenuous, too. You know, I ached for a week the last time I did the ballet, sort of a bellyache. Anything else? What's your next one you found there, Jack?
Well, the kangaroo dance. Instead of boy getting his teeth kicked in, boy, the girl gets her shins kicked.
Instead of the guy getting his teeth kicked in, the girl gets her shins kicked. Well, now, I don't know about the girls getting their shins kicked, but in the book Customs of Mankind, we find that in the kangaroo dance, the boys actually do get their front teeth knocked out. It's part of the ceremonial dance. Let's all go to Australia, huh? All right, Jack, what else did you find? That's not an error.
With the rumba, you don't move the shoulders, you move the...
Yes. That's right, you move the hips when you dance the rumba. He found the error, all right. You don't shake your shoulders when you dance the rumba.
Professor, I just learned a new dance called the shimmy.
Oh, ish, that's not a new dance. The shimmy started way back.
I can start mine from any place. Oh.
All right, what else did you find, Jack? Let's go right along.
The can-can is not a very recent dance.
The can-can is not a recent dance, is certainly right. That was an error. The can-can is an old dance. It's from Paris, Paris, France, France. Don't mind me, I was raised in Walla Walla. Did you find something else there? Go ahead, Jack. Take it right away, boy.
Minuet is from...
Get me out of Walla Walla. What'd you say?
Minuet is wrong.
The minuet was wrong? I'm sorry, but that's not an error. The Lincoln Library says the minuet dance did get its name from the French menu. That's not an error. There's also a dance known as the entree. Go ahead, Jack. That's on the level. What else, Jack?
That last tune, I don't know what it was, but it wasn't. It wasn't what you were doing.
Well, you mean that I didn't learn to dance the dirndl. That was a foxtrot he played. And she said I just learned to dance the dirndl, and the dirndl thing was not the dirndl at all. A dirndl is a peasant dress that fits snug at the waist and billows out in front and back.
Professor, you know, my girl has one of them dresses that just billows out and back.
Really, Ish? How does she look?
Like she's got a pillow under the billow.
Stay out. Did you find something else, Jack?
That's all I found.
That's all you found. Dean Heaston, what's the score?
Four errors detected, and Palmolive pays $20 plus a 6-month supply of Palmolive Lather Shave Cream. For the folks playing along at home, here were a couple of errors that were not detected.
All right, what are they?
Terpsichore means the dance, not a drink.
Correct. Terpsichore means the dance. It has nothing to do with drinking. Go ahead, Dean.
Another one was the rhythm you played was not rumba, it was conga.
That's so right. We did play the conga rhythm, not the rumba. The rumba's from Cuba. The conga is from Dad's old-fashioned root beer. I'm sorry you missed those, though. I certainly am, Jack. Too bad, but stick around because all three of you contestants have a chance at our $200 Palmolive payoff. But first, let's listen to our Dean of Beauty, Vern Smith. Dean?
Remember, doctors prove Palmolive's beauty results. Doctors prove the Palmolive plan brings 2 out of 3 women lovelier complexions in 14 days. Yes, regardless of your age, type of skin, or previous beauty care. For this plan was tested on 1,285 women from 15 to 50, with all types of skin.
Even dry skin, oily skin, rough skin, women in their 50s, women whose skin wasn't clear.
Yes, 36 doctors, leading skin specialists, proved the Palmolive plan improves all types of skin, brings brighter, younger-looking complexions. Here's all you do. 1.
Wash your face with Palmolive soap.
Two.
Massage for 60 seconds with Palmolive's soft, lovely lather. This cleansing massage brings your skin Palmolive's full, beautifying effect.
Three.
Rinse. Do this 3 times a day for 14 days.
That's all. But regardless of age, type of skin, or previous beauty care, doctors prove this plan really works. See what Palmolive soap can do for you in only 14 days.
For tub or shower, get the big, thrifty bath size Palmolive.
And now, Professor, it's time for our $200 Palmolive payoff.
You is right, Dean Heaston. In the short narration to follow, there's just one error for you contestants to write down. Find that error and get a 6-month supply of best size Palmolive and $200 in cash.
If one or more gets the right answer, the Palmolive payoff will be divided accordingly. If no one gets it, next week's Palmolive payoff will be $300 and a year's supply of bath size Palmolive.
All right, listen carefully, contestants. Here comes the Palmolive payoff.
The other night I was reading the Victor Book of the Opera, and I discovered Puccini, the Italian composer, wrote an opera about a girl in California. Her name was Minnie. Another opera by Puccini is Madame Butterfly, and the book says these two opuses are among Puccini's best works. It also mentioned another opera called The Juggler of Notre Dame. That's one I'd really like to see.
There's a bell. Time's up. Stop writing. Let's see those cards. Let's see if we got a winner. Miss Loretta Linen says, dancer. I don't know what that means. Minnie was a dancer? No, that's right. Minnie was the right title of in the opera, The Girl of the Golden West. And The Juggler of Notre Dame, that was no error. Jim Curley says he did not write about a girl in California. That's not an error, Jim. He did. And Private First Class Jack Wilson says Puccini didn't write about a gal from California, and that's not right. The Girl of the Golden West was about a California girl. He says there was no Juggler of Notre Dame, and I'm sorry, that's not true. That there was an opera by that name. There are no winners tonight. The Palmolive payoff error was, there is no such word as opuses. The plural of opus is opera or opera. Well, next week's Palmolive payoff will be a year's supply of bath-sized Palmolive soap and $300. But, to all of you members of the student body here in the classroom tonight for getting into such a fine lather, a cake of better than ever Palmolive soap to each of you! Here's the Varsity Band on Saturday night, giving out with Sunday. Time's up for tonight's Comedy of Errors class session. We'll be back next Saturday, same time. Harry Babbitt will be here, Ishka Bibble, the Varsity Band, and all the gang. And so till next Saturday night, this is the Old Fair saying, do your shopping and your mailing early, and thanks a lot for listening. And so long, everybody.
This is Assistant Professor Bud Heaston reminding you to be sure to join us again next week when the Colgate Palmolive Peep Company, makers of Palmolive Soap, Your Beauty Hope, and Palmolive Lather Shave Cream for a smoother, more comfortable shave, brings you a half hour of fun and frolic with another session of Comedy of Errors in the College of Musical Knowledge.
The last word on cleaning teeth is your dentist. And over 4,000 dentists in a nationwide survey said, Colgate tooth powder with a 2-minute routine gets teeth sparkling and super clean. So to get your teeth super clean, to show their full natural sparkle, follow this 2-minute routine night and morning with Colgate tooth powder. Brush the biting edge, the inside and outside surfaces, and always stroke your brush away from the gums. Remember, dentists say Colgate tooth powder with a 2-minute routine gets teeth sparkling and super clean.
Friends, here is a message from your government. This winter, the people of Europe face widespread starvation, and this situation concerns every American, not only for humanitarian reasons, but to protect our own freedom. For if hunger brings on a collapse of the effort to build free governments abroad, our own security will be seriously threatened. We can help protect the peace we fought so hard to win by sending Europe enough food now. But to do this, every American must cooperate with our government. And here is how. 1, eat no meat on Tuesday. 2, eat no eggs on Thursday. 3, save a slice of bread every day. 4, waste nothing, clean your plate at every meal. Remember, your help is urgently needed now. Save meat, save wheat, save the peace.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.